Today's Gospel, we hear Jesus revealing the mission that has been entrusted to him by the Father. And the mission, very clearly, is twofold. First, it is that Jesus will overcome sin and death and the consequences of sin. And secondly, that Jesus has come to open up in his Paschal mystery eternal life to all who believe in him, to all who are interested in receiving this gift of redemption and salvation. And to carry out this mission, Jesus is in constant communion with his Father. They share the same divine nature, and so where the Son is, so too is the Father, and so too is the Holy Spirit. And it's in the power of the divine nature that ultimately Jesus is able to act to overcome sin and death, representing us in his humanity, but with the merit of his divine nature. And today's Gospel then reveals that Jesus, in a way, is also now going to be entrusting this same mission over to us. And the question will become, how is it that we can receive this gift of Jesus to overcome death and then to go and participate in the same mission that Jesus had, which is to say, to be his representatives in the church and to go and perform the same ministry that Jesus was performing, and to offer and invite people to that same gift of salvation and resurrection. Because we know in our human nature that we are very limited. While Jesus had a divine nature to go with his human nature, we ourselves do not possess it. And so the question becomes, how can we participate in this goal and result of eternal life and resurrection, and how can we share in the mission of Jesus? Well, the sixth chapter of John is going to reveal a very big key in that. And that is namely with Jesus Christ being the bread of life, Jesus in the Eucharist, when we receive him and are in communion with him by receiving him, we then are able to become his agents and are able to act in his power. See, it's precisely by the fact that we're in communion with Jesus, that we are united to him, that we then are able to share in the same mission, blessings, and gift which Jesus himself came to bestow. And that really is, my brothers and sisters, the great gift of the Eucharist. The fathers of the church used to speak of a process of divinization, which of course doesn't mean that we become God, but it means how we become sharers in the divine life, how we become participators in the divine life. And here on earth, the Eucharist and Holy Communion is the closest way that we are able to be sharing in the divine life, that we are united with Jesus, and therefore have the possibility to receive this exact same mission to assist others to overcome sin and death, to receive the gift of the resurrection, and to share the one ministry of Jesus Christ with other people. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us continue to pray for the passing of the pandemic, that we can return to the Eucharistic table, to return to receiving Jesus fully, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament, and that trusting in faith when we receive the bread of life, we also receive the power to continue the same mission that the Father entrusted to the Son and which the Son has entrusted us, to invite people to come to know Jesus and to share in the eternal life that he won and grants to us. Amen.